So, once upon a time, there was a little boy who was sitting on a stoop. He was sitting on a stoop. Good question. A stoop is like these stairs on the front of a house. They're stairs that are on the front of a house. Sometimes I call our portico, which is our front stairs, the front stoop. Anyway, so once upon a time, there was a little boy who was sitting on a stoop, and he was a little bit sad. You see, he had just moved to a new place. And he was a new kid in town, and he was doing a very good job of keeping his spirits up as best he could. He was adjusting to his new school and his new house and trying to make new friends and all of these things. But it was, you know, challenging, and he had lots of feelings about it. And so he was there after school one day just sitting, and his mom came out and sat next to him and said, "So how's it going?" He said, "Okay." And he knew his mother was a very wise person. And he kind of didn't feel like talking, but he was already talking about it, and so he thought he'd go ahead and say it. "Hey, Mom," he said, "I think our house needs a new porch. I think we should make a big wraparound porch on this house. I think we should hang a big swing right in the middle of it." And his mom knew exactly what he was talking about, because the house that they had moved from had a big old wraparound porch on it with a front swing. And he knew that that little boy, every day after school, used to come home and swing. And she knew also that the little boy's grandma used to come and join them sometimes and push him on that swing, or they would sit on that swing and talk. And that previous autumn, the grandma had died. So she knew the boy was missing so many things. And he told his mother about all these things, and he said, "We need a new porch, Mom, and we need a new swing, and that will make it better." And she said, "I don't think we can do that, love. I don't think that we have quite the money to put a big porch on here, and I don't think we have quite the space, but maybe we can find some other way to help us through this time." So things went on, and a few days later, he came back from school, and as he was walking up the walk, he looked up and he saw something. He saw his favorite cousin walking toward him. And the boy started to run toward him, and they ran toward each other, and they gave a big hug. His favorite cousin, he knew he was going to see his favorite cousin at Thanksgiving, but all of a sudden there was a surprise, and his other cousin was there, and his aunt and uncle, and so many of his family members were there. And they said, "Come on." And they went around the backyard, and there in the backyard was a big old box. And they opened the box, and there was a funny kind of swing in it. It was a circle, and it had kind of webs, and he looked. In the backyard, there was a giant tree, and they hung up that swing in the tree. It was a different kind of swing, and it was a different kind of place. But the little boy and his cousin sat on the swing, and they talked and talked and talked about their grandma. They told stories of their grandma, and they told stories of their family. And they remembered the past together, and they imagined the future together. And from then on, every day when the boy came home from school, instead of going through the front door, he would run around the back, and he would sit in the swing and think about all the people he loved, all the people he was coming to love and starting to love, and all the people he'd always loved. And little by little, he started to feel at home and in his new place, surrounded and connected to all the people he'd ever cared about. So that's part of my hope for our community, is that we can be a place where we're connected to all the people who've helped us become who we are, all the people who've loved us into being, and all the people we're coming to know, extending our reach farther and farther and farther, and bringing a sense of home and well-being into our hearts and our bodies. So that's it. That's my story for you, and we are going to go on downstairs.